Joining us now, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Secretary General Ban is a former South Korean foreign minister, and last week he was unanimously re-elected by the General Assembly to his second five-year term. Secretary General, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure.
I'd like to begin with Libya. You were a strong advocate of international action against Libya. You have not advocated similar action against Syria. Can you explain the difference between the two situations in your view?
I have spoken to President Assad and issued a statement. I have been very vocal. Of course, the background, the situations may be different from Libya to Syria. But when it comes to a fundamental principle of protecting human rights, protecting human lives, it is all the same. I sincerely hope that Security Council will also be able to speak in a coherent manner.
It appears that NATO, perhaps the Security Council as well, underestimated Colonel Gaddafi's staying power. Would it still serve the aim of protecting Libyan civilians if the fighting there actually did evolve into a protracted civil war?
Our goals are fourfold. First, immediate and verifiable ceasefire. Then expand our humanitarian assistance to many people who are in need of such help. And thirdly, we will continue to have this political dialogue. And lastly, we have already begun the early planning for peace building and peacemaking.
But isn't it contradictory to say that you're still involved with in a political dialogue and also to say that Colonel Gaddafi, who might be a party to that dialogue, is now indicted by the International Court? Doesn't that mean that he cannot conceivably be a party to any resolution of this conflict now?
Now, this decision by the International Criminal Court is the one which we have to respect, being the independent international judiciary system. The question of Colonel Gaddafi is something which we have to deal with, but most of the international community member states believe that he should not be the part of this political dialogue. And that is what the African Union also believe, as was stated by the key leaders of Africa most recently.
Given the number of countries in the broad Middle East region that have in one way or another fired on their own people in the course of controlling protests from Syria to Bahrain, is there in your mind a clear standard that justifies multilateral intervention approved by the UN Security Council, as it's happening in Libya, but that doesn't extend to the Syrias and the Bahrains of the world?
While the situations in the Arab world and North Africa have been very much worrisome, but I believe that the general trend has been a positive one, where people have begun speaking out for their greater liberty and the participatory democracy. Now, the situations in Bahrain and Yemen and Syria, we need to have a unified voice.
But the international community's response to Libya appears to be unique. The problem seems to be general. The response in Libya seems to be specific and unlike the others. In a word, can you explain why? What is the Libya doctrine that makes so much sense to the Security Council?
When a government is not willing to protect their own population, then international community should take necessary action. This is what we have seen in the case of Libya. And I hope that this responsibility of to protect the principle will get the wider and deeper support so that all these principles can be applied elsewhere.
And on your role as a manager, there is, as I'm sure you know, there's a report out by the UN's own Joint Inspection Unit. It's very critical. It faults you on hiring practices, too much secrecy, prolonged vacancies. And then they say that you stonewalled them as they were trying to look into this. Do you acknowledge that criticism, or is it unfair? Is it something you intend to do differently in your second term?
I have had very close coordination and consultation with the members of Joint Inspection Unit. I have taken note of their criticism or their recommendations, and I have been making this senior appointment transparent and objective way based on merit, based on gender equality as well as equitable geographical consideration.
I'm just curious, since you sought a second term, is this a good job? Is it a satisfying job to hold, or is it a matter of always running up against obstacles and difficulties in reaching agreement on things?
It's a very difficult job, but as a Secretary General, I am much more committed, and I will devote all my time and energy in addressing international peace and security, development, and protecting human rights all around the world to make this better for all.
Well, Secretary General Ban, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. It has been a great pleasure.
Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, spoke to us from the UN in New York.